Okay, welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I am
And
Winnie.
I'm nervous.
Why is that?
Because it's day five of the three Garadev.
No,
Day
day
six.
six
The
already.
story's gone on so long I've forgotten how to count. It's day six, but the important thing is it's the final day.
Final.
Of the
Promise.
Three Garadev story. That's right. It's taken us 2 months
Two
to
months.
Tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
Should only take you about 35 minutes to read the story.
No.
But anyways, we're learning all the answers to all of our questions today in the article that we will soon be reading. Who is John Garadev? Who is Killer Evans? What about the $5 million? Where is Howard Garadev? What is this machine that's in the basement of Nathan Garadev's home?
Yeah.
And why did Holmes suspect that John Watson
How
was a
did he
bad
suspect?
Guy the whole time. Exactly. So many, many questions. The good thing about Sherlock Holmes is there's always that part at the end
that
where he explains it all and you just...
Best part.
He's a genius! But of course, I always feel kind of silly, like, why didn't I figure that out?
Right.
But anyways, that's the good part. This is the meat of the story. We're going to find all the answers to all of our questions. Let's check it out right now!
The Adventure of the Three Garadevs.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Dr. Watson asked Sherlock,
What do you mean? Who's Killer Evans?
Sherlock said,
After he lied...I wanted to find more information about him. I searched old newspapers. There was an article with his picture and the name Killer Evans.5 years ago, he killed Roger Prescott in a London bar.
Dr. Watson asked,
How is Nathan Garadev part of this?
Sherlock said,
Roger owned Nathan's house. He was a criminal and made fake money.
Dr. Watson said,
Killer Evans knew that.And wanted the machine to make fake money. He made up the story of Alexander Garadev to get Nathan out of the house.
Sherlock smiled and said,
You're thinking like a detective now, Watson.
Word power.
Information. Information.We can use the internet to find information about many things. We can use the internet to find information about many things. Search. Search. Stacy went to the park to search for her dog. Stacy went to the park to search for her dog. Own, own. The rich man owns several big houses in the city. The rich man owns several big houses in the city. Smile, smile. Smile, smiled, smiled. Okay, I'm ready to take the picture. Everyone, smile at the camera. Okay, I'm ready to take the picture. Everyone, smile at the camera.
Okay, so Dr. Watson asks Sherlock a good question. Watson asks, what do you mean, who's Killer Evans? Remember, Sherlock Holmes said, John Garrodeb is Killer Evans. And Dr. Watson went, who's Killer Evans?
对啊，我们就突然福尔摩斯像柯南一样，就突然线都连在一起了。但是呢，我们跟这个华生一样，想说，哎，哪里冒出这个 Killer Evans？、Mm. 所以呢，华生就帮我们问出这个问题，想说到底这位杀手是哪位
？And the next sentence says, Sherlock said after he lied, I wanted to find more information about him. Right, if you're a detective and someone says something that's not true.Then you start going, why are they lying and what else are they hiding?
Yeah, 所以这个福尔摩斯就是说开始解释他是怎么知道的啊。This is the most exciting part.、Mm-hmm. 记得上个月他就说、哎、他记得这个美国人 John Garrodeb, 他知道他是说谎以后他就开始上网找更多资料。So he looked for more information.
That's what you do when you have questions、mm-hmm. and you want answers.
Google
you,
it.
You'll get, well, that's a good place to get information. That's right, the information that you get will answer your questions. We'll give you the answers you're looking for. Information is a long word.
Ugh, long.
All right, get a pen, get a paper, shake out your hand. It's going to take about an hour.
Oh my God.
Information. I-N-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N. I-N-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N. Information. That's how you spell it. All right, what is information? Information is basically facts, data, things that you can use, stuff that you can use to answer questions, do problems, solve all sorts of situations that you are having trouble. It's the stuff that we send around when we send messages to each other, when we write emails, they're full of information. If you need information, there's internet, there's books, there's libraries. This is where we get facts, data, information. For example, we can use the internet to find information about many things. We can use the internet to find information about many things.
Information 这个字虽然有点长，不过非常常用。比如说要填你的个人资料，就是 information 这个字。另外，比如说我们平常做报告要找很多资料，也是 information。不过要特别注意，因为 information 是指大量的资料，我们就直接把它当做不可数名词，所以后面是接单数动词，而且不能加 s。我们就看到例句啊，是说这个网际网络可以找到许多事物的新资讯。
So where did Holmes get this information? He tells Watson, I searched old newspapers. There was no Google. I searched old newspapers, he said. There was an article with his picture and the name Killer Evans. Well, that's a good way of finding out. Yeah, so how did he do it? He didn't do it very easily. I mean, it didn't happen easily. This information didn't just like sort of fall into his lap. He had to look for it, and he had to look hard for it. We know that because they use this verb, he searched these old newspapers. Search is spelled S-E-A-R-C-H. S-E-A-R-C-H. To search for something is to look for something, but something that's hard to find and or you have to look very carefully. You have to use a lot of energy when you look for something. If someone says, I lost something in this room, and you go, oh, then you didn't really search for it. If you search the room, you look under the sofa, you move the furniture, you check everywhere you could possibly try to find something, right? We search for things that are really lost. We search for things that are very valuable, and we search for things that are hidden away somewhere, like a pirate searching for treasure or a scientist searching for information to difficult questions. For example, Stacy went to the park to search for her dog. Stacy went to the park to search for her dog. I guess the dog ran away and is lost. Good luck, Stacy.
要找资料，我们就用 search 这个动词 ，search for more information about something， 找更多有关相关事情的资料。search 呢就是搜寻、寻找的意思。我们看到例句就是 Stacy 在公园里到处找她这个可能是走失的狗狗。But there wasn't internet or Google, so he searched through all newspapers.
That's right. Many libraries would keep a newspaper from every day going back years, so you'd actually have to go there.Get the newspaper and look through each one page by page.
当然只能找这个旧报纸，然后真的被他找到了。他找到一篇就是文章关于有这个 Killer Evans 的照片，还有他的名字。So what did he do? He must have killed somebody? Killer Evans?
Killer, I hope so. I hope that's not his real name.
Killer?
This is my little baby.Killer? No, I think he was given the name Killer Evans by the newspapers because, yes, he's a murderer named Evans. I'm sure his real name is like John or something like that. Anyways, what happened? How did he become Killer Evans and end up in the newspaper? It says 5 years ago, he killed Roger Prescott in a London bar. Well, there you go. That's why he's Killer Evans. He murdered another man in a bar.
Okay. So, okay. 福尔摩斯的这个旧报纸说，这个五年前，这个 Killer Evans 杀了这其中的一个在伦敦的酒吧里杀了人。But why did he come to Nathan Garadeb?Was he going to kill Nathan
well, that's
too?
That's right, yeah. And how did he become John Garadeb? How did that all start? Well, Dr. Watson wants to know. He asks, how is Nathan Garadeb part of this? Right, that old man whose house they're in, how is he connected to this in any way?
华山又帮我们问问题啦，因为这个福尔摩斯去找报纸，不过呢，到底为什么他会来到这个老先生的家呢？所以我们一般人有点跟不上福尔摩斯的这个很快的脑筋，所以呢，这里华山就帮我们问问题啦。他说，那他到底在这里做什么 ？Nathan 跟这件事情又有什么关联呢
？Well, Sherlock Holmes tells Watson some important and illuminating information. Roger Prescott, the man killed by Killer Evans.Roger owned Nathan's house. That's right. Sherlock said Roger owned Nathan's house. It's all coming together now.
I'm still confused.
Own is our word power word. Let's look at that before we start to get more answers here. Own, O-W-N, O-W-N. Own.If you own something, then it belongs to you. It is your property. It is your thing. If you go to a store and give them money and they give you something, from a bottle of water to a car, that means you've paid for it. You bought it. Now you own it. And if someone else comes along and takes it away from you, they're stealing it. They can't do that because you own this thing. It is yours. For example, the rich man owns several big houses in the city. The rich man owns several big houses in the city. He paid for them. He bought them. They're his. He owns them.
Own 呢就是拥有，就是中文呢可能跟 have 有点像，不过呢 own 更表示你对这个东西是有所有权的意思，所以你可以说 I have a pen， 我有一支笔。不过呢，如果这支笔可能是你可能捡来的，或者是不小心留在你桌上，不知道怎么得到的，反正就是你身上有一支笔。不过呢 ，if you own this pen， 你可能就是自己去买来，这是属于你的。所以我们看到例句啊，就是这个有钱的人呢，他在这个市区里拥有很多豪宅。那我们再回到。故事啊，华生就说这个 Killer Evans 跟 Nathan 到底有什么关系呢？他就说这个 Evans 呢，其实杀了 Roger， 然后呢，其实 Roger 拥有这个 Nathan 这间房子。Well, that didn't really explain, right? Why Killer Evans came to Nathan? Or am I not smart enough?I don't understand.
Well, there might be a little bit of extra information here. As Sherlock Holmes tells us, he was a criminal and made fake money. Roger Prescott, the man who was killed. Yes, he was killed, but he also wasn't really a good guy. He was a criminal, and he made fake money, and he used to own this house. So we know that about Roger Prescott, too.
Okay, 之前 Roger 就住在 Nathan 这栋房子里，但是呢，他说 he's a criminal, 他是个罪犯，他专门干嘛呢？他专门 make fake money, 专门做假钞，所以 he used to make fake money in his house?
That's right, and remember what they found Nathan Garadeb looking at? They found him looking at a machine. In the basement of the house. The machine that you used to make the fake money. Dr. Watson said Killer Evans knew that. He knew that Roger Prescott had this machine. He knew that and wanted the machine to make fake money. Dr. Watson said Killer Evans knew that and wanted the machine to make fake money. Ooh! He's a bad man, that Killer Evans.
所以大家拼凑起来了吗？记得这个，他们在华生跟福尔摩斯呢，跑到地下室看到一台旧机器，所以就赶快叫这个华生报警。原来呢，他就是发现这台机器呢，就是拿来制造假钞的。所以呢，他就说这个 Evans 呢，知道 Roger 以前在他家印假钞，所以呢，他就知道原来可以去他家偷这台机器。So he needed Nathan to not be home.
He just wanted to get Nathan Garadeb out of the house, because I'm sure Nathan Garadeb probably didn't even know the machine was there. Remember, it was like a secret door. So as the article says, he, that's Nathan Garadeb, he made up the story of John Garadeb. John Garadeb, Killer Evans, the bad guy, he made up the story of Alexander Garadeb to get Nathan out of the house. He wanted Nathan to go away outside London, meet this Alexander.
For the $5 million, right?
Exactly. That money was just an excuse to get him out of the house. John Garadeb, or Killer Evans, wanted to get into the house, be alone in there, so he could go and see if this machine was still in the basement.
原来$500,000都是假的。他就是编造了这个美国有钱人的故事，要 Nathan 离开家里，这样他才可以偷偷跑进去把那台机器带走嘛。So there wasn't Alexander Garrett.
Nope, the whole first letter. Nope, the whole first letter, the whole $5 million story was all made up. Sherlock smiled at this point. Sherlock smiled and said, "You're thinking like a detective now, Watson." So Watson's put together the final pieces of the puzzle. He's looking at the information. He's thinking like Sherlock Holmes. He's thinking like a detective, like someone who's good at solving puzzles and finding the responsible criminals in a mystery. And of course, Sherlock, being friends with Watson, is very happy that Watson figured it out, so he smiles. That's S-M-I-L-E, S-M-I-L-E, smile. What is it to smile? Well, it's a verb because it's something you do. It's an action. It's an action that takes place on your face. It's an action that takes place with your mouth, and maybe your eyes a little bit. When you do this, you're smiling. When the corners of your mouth turn up because you're happy, you're pleased, you're friendly, something's funny, you're making a joke, or you're just trying to greet someone in a very nice, welcoming way. You smile. Of course, your eyes get a little smaller, too, and everyone likes a smile. And when we take pictures, of course, people will be told to smile. For example, okay, I'm ready to take the picture. Everyone, smile at the camera. Okay, I'm ready to take the picture. Everyone, smile at the camera.
Smile 一定要会啦，就是微笑。像另外我们看过大笑是用 laugh 这个动词，其实就只是这个笑的程度不同啦。那 you smile at something or somebody 就是对某事或是某人微笑。我们看到例句就是，哎，好啦，有没有就是你拍照的时候会说大家对着镜头微笑。所以后来这个福尔摩斯看到华生啊，破解了所有的问题呢，他就说，哎，你现在也跟这个侦探一样，有这个侦探的头脑啦。So do we, right? We are thinking like a detective too.
Well, you might be, but I was still surprised by the ending. But that's the good thing about the Sherlock Holmes stories. The more you read, the more you start to get in tune with how Holmes thinks. Mm-hmm. And actually, when you can sort of figure it out before the end of the story, I don't know about you, but when I read a Holmes story like that, I'm like, oh, I'm so smart. I figured it out. But then you find out maybe you're wrong about some things. But they're always entertaining. They're always fun. They're always great mysteries. And there's always a surprise at the end. So I recommend for all of you to go out and read some Conan Doyle, some of the adventures of Sherlock Holmes. All right, well, it's time for Magic Box. Let's check that out. Then we'll be back for our review time. It's going to be so exciting, and that's no mystery.
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Hi guys, 又是 Magic Box 的时间啦。What do you think about the story so far?有没有觉得 Killer Evans 编造 Alexander Garadab 的故事很恐怖 How did he make that up? 哈、huh? 不晓得 make up 是什么意思吗就是编造的意思当我们说呢 to make something up 的时候呢就有为了要欺骗别人而捏造事实的意思所以呢当我们听别人说一件听起来很不可思议的事情的时候呢我们就可以问他说 Did you just make that up?Did you just make that up? 你的故事是刚刚编出来的你听起来很骗或者是你可以直接呛他说 I think you're making this whole thing up I think you're making this whole thing up 我觉得你刚刚讲的事情全部都是编出来的如果不要这么具攻击性的话呢其实 to make something up 本身呢就有构思出或者是产出什么东西的意思可以是构思一个故事啊构思一个歌曲游戏等等例如呢 This singer made up a song about her childhood This singer made up a song about her childhood 这位歌手呢做了一首关于他童年的歌曲那如果说你今天有远大一点的梦想的话呢你可以说 If we start our own company then we can make up our own rulesIf we start our own company, then we can make up our own rules. 如果呢，今天我们开了自己的公司，我们就可以制定自己的规则啦。最后呢，我们还会在生活当中常听见一个跟 make up 有关的用语，那就是当你和某一个人想要言归于好的时候，我们也会说 make up。譬如呢 ，Vicky and I decided to make up。Vicky 跟我决定要和好了，或者是说呢 ，to make up with somebody， 就像刚刚的句子 ，My friend Vicky make up with me, and now we're very good friends。我的朋友 Vicky 跟我和好了，那现在呢，我们是非常好的闺蜜。现在你跟 make up 有比较熟一点了吗？下面这个句子要不要来试试看呢？该怎么用英文说 Leo 替迟到编造了一个理由呢
？The answer is Leo made up an excuse for being late.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so today we're going to be asking some questions. These are what we would call review questions or comprehension questions. Basically, how well did you understand the story? How well did you catch the facts and the plot?
It's a long story.
And what happened? It's a long story. It actually goes back 2 months. The story's lasted longer than the lives of some small animals. All right, let's go on and see what the first question is. So if it's yes...You say X.、Mm-hmm. If it's no, you say circle. Isn't that kind of the opposite? Isn't no usually X?
Yeah, so you have to use your
brain. Oh, I see. You got to be even smarter、mm-hmm. like Sherlock Holmes、mm-hmm. to answer these, right? So if it's yes, if the answer is correct, then you would say X. If the answer is no, if it's wrong, you say circle or zero or something like that, donut.Basically, here's the first statement. Is this true or false? Is it yes or no? There were 4 Garadabs in the story. There were 4 Garadabs in the story. There's the guy who wrote the letter. And then...
不对吧 No.
John.
There's only...
And then Nathan.
No, they're all fake.
That, but they're all... That's, no. There were 4 people named Garadab, but that's right. At least one of them. Alexander was fake.The beginning.
Mm-hmm, right.
John was fake.
No.
That's right. And the other one that he said, Howard, that guy out of town, he was probably, that's no. That's not, you know. Next one, next statement. John Garadab is actually Killer Evans.
Yes.
Yes, John Garadeb is Killer Evans. Be careful if you meet John Garadeb, run to the other side of the street. Nathan was killed by Killer Evans. Garadeb was killed by Killer
Evans.
The old
man?
The old man in the house.
He didn't die?
No, he left town. John Prescott, right? Was that his name?
Roger
Prescott was killed by Killer Evans.
He's
not
dead.
Nathan. And there was no $5 million prize at all. The whole money thing was made up. It was fake. It was a lie. It wasn't true. That is true. That is also true. The money was not true. The money was made up. Very interesting story. Well done. How did you guys do on those questions? We hope you got them all right. If not, go back and read the story again right now.
No.
Well, you don't have to do that. But do come back and join us next month. We're going to have another great story. And hopefully there'll be no one in it named Garadeb. No one.
No.
No, I'm tired of that. All right. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Adventure of the Three Garadebs. Dr. Watson asked Sherlock,
"What do you mean? Who's Killer Evans?"
Sherlock said,
"After he lied, I wanted to find more information about him. I searched old newspapers. There was an article with his picture and the name Killer Evans. 5 years ago, he killed Roger Prescott in a London bar."
Dr. Watson asked,
"How is Nathan Garadeb part of this?"
Sherlock said,
"Roger owned Nathan's house. He was a criminal and made fake money."
Dr. Watson said,
"Ah, Killer Evans knew that and wanted the machine to make fake money. He made up the story of Alexander Garadeb to get Nathan out of the house."
Sherlock smiled and said,
"You're thinking like a detective now, Watson."
Information. We can use the internet to find information about many things. We can use the internet to find information about many things. Search. Stacy went to the park to search for her dog. Stacy went to the park to search for her dog. Own. The rich man owns several big houses in the city. The rich man owns several big houses in the city. Smiled. Okay, I'm ready to take the picture. Everyone, smile at the camera. Okay, I'm ready to take the picture. Everyone, smile at the camera.